the Eagles released veteran wide receiver Riley Cooper, a former fifth-round pick in 2010, who had a breakout 2013 season, never really was able to match that production in the 2 years since. He did have a career-high 55 receptions in 2014, but was relegated to just about 50% of the snaps on offense in 2015. And with the money coming his way, I believe the reports indicate that the Eagles will save close to $3 million. I think it's $2.9 million toward the cap with this move. So the Eagles need more production from the wide receiver position. And Cooper, you know, good player, but, you know, it just felt like that this was the right move to make here.
The other facet of this that we have to talk about, and I thought Dave Spadaro did a great job in his column yesterday illustrating that, was what it means for the rest of the receiving corps moving forward. You know, we know that they have big plans for Nelson Agholor, and what can he be moving forward? You know that Greg Lewis, I think Dave mentioned that Greg Lewis had high grades on him when he was with the Saints coming out of USC. You know, we have some of these other pieces here. Jordan Matthews, where does he fit in this offense? Where does Josh Huff fit in this offense? Is he going to be just a slot receiver, or will he be able to play outside? Is there somebody else on the outside that's not here, whether it's free agency? Could a big target free agent, you know, people talk about Alshon Jeffrey and some of these other big-name wide receiver targets, or do they go the route of the draft again and try and bring in somebody that can play on the outside and start right away? That'll be one of the big things to follow this offseason.